right about now, and this will come down in about 3, 2, and 1. Well, with me on the telephone line now is Jean Karlinski. She's a spokesperson for the Canadian Federation of Students BC component, and she's been watching the budget this afternoon, and she's with me now. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
So, basically, I'll ask you what I just asked my previous guest, your reaction to the budget initially?
Well, of course, the big thing in the budget for students today is a freeze on tuition fees for this upcoming year. And what can I say? We've been waiting for this a long time, and we're very, very pleased to see that students will not be paying any more in fees this year.
Now, your reading of the budget, and this differs slightly from what my previous guest just said, is your reading is that things will not go up by a single cent next year?
Yes. Tuition fee, my understanding is that tuition fees have been frozen for this year. Students will not be paying any more in tuition than was currently charged in the 91-92 academic year. So my understanding is that a freeze means a freeze to the 91-92 level, which means no increase for students.
Now, one of the questions which arises from this is this short-term no increases, this short-term freeze, is that going to have repercussions beyond the first year? Might we see next year, in the next fiscal year, universities suddenly and colleges across the province put up maybe a 15% increase to make up for the fact that they weren't allowed to charge anything this year?
Well, I think to begin with, the fact that the government has taken this bold a step to actually say to institutions, and I know the universities in particular, as autonomous bodies have, maybe have had some difficulty with this, but saying you cannot increase fees. I mean, in Ontario, if institutions increase fees above a certain percentage, they'll get the difference knocked off from their operating budgets from the government. So there is sort of a precedent for this. What this government is doing is they're saying you will not charge higher fees this year, and we're going to give you some compensation for the loss in revenue. Now, I have the budget in front of me, and that there is a line item here that says tuition freeze compensation. It's $4 million, which is the equivalent, by my calculations, of a 2%, what would have been a 2% increase in fees, which is what the projected increase in the cost of living is for the coming year.
Right. So the universities are being directly, and colleges are being directly compensated for what would have been
a 2% increase. That's right. Now, I mean, so that does raise the question. We know that there have been some fee proposals in place that would have been voted on or will be voted on, or I guess depending on the outcome, depending on what happened in this budget today, had there been no freeze announced, institutions were looking at anywhere from 4 to 10% increases, and in the last year we've been seeing 10 and 12% increases, well above the rate of inflation. So I have not had a chance yet to look at the operating budgets for institutions. My hope is that there's going to be enough in the way of operating grants that it's not going to have an adverse effect on, having new students enrolling in institutions. I don't have those figures yet. It's going to take me a day or so before I can get detailed information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's too soon to tell, even in this 1 year, whether it's going to have, if there's any trade-off going on here. I hope not. One thing that is favorable, I would say, is that, we are seeing, the government has committed itself to a review of financial barriers to access, which will include looking at tuition, what levels of tuition, at what level does tuition affect participation rates, say, of Aboriginal students or single-parent students or whatever. How is our student aid program adequate? If not, why not and where? How do we need to change this? So we have a year to look at the whole picture. We have a year to look at not just those barriers, but also, the whole funding structure
mm-hmm.
for post-secondary education. So, this is this year. Next year, perhaps the government will look at provincial regulation of fees, but ensuring that, adequate funds are there for the operating budgets. The bottom line is important to all of us in the educational community. Students don't want this at the expense of anything else in the system because we all pay in the end. If it's going to affect programs or one thing or quality, we care about that. But I think this is a really important step for the government to take, and we still think it's very good, and it gives us some breathing space. It gives us an opportunity to consult with government, all parties within the educational community, to come together, hopefully, and to hash out something that is fair and that looks at affordability for students. and questions this this continual rise in tuition fees that we've seen for the last 10 years.
Right. Now, there's been some concern expressed here at UBC by the Students Council that perhaps the tactic which the provincial government is taking with this will eventually end up in there being some reductions, say increased class size and so on over the next time. And they're somewhat concerned that they haven't heard more from the provincial government in terms of a long-term strategy. Mm-hmm. Are you expecting to hear more about that coming up?
Definitely. I mean, we will be following up with the government, not just on this review, but on the budget itself, and doing some analysis of it ourselves, that once we get more information, and certainly in communication with different people in government. So I think it's, you know, it's too soon to say, but we will have more, we will have a better analysis once we get more information.
Mm. Quickly, how much difference do you think this freeze is going to make in terms of access to education this year? You think the difference is going to be enormous for students?
It will be for some students. For instance, there was a survey that was commissioned by both ministries of education, advanced education and education, and it was a survey of BC high school students, and of those that did not continue on to post-secondary education, almost half cited tuition as a major factor. I've seen another study that indicates that for every $100 that fees go up, enrollment drops 0.75%.
So
there is an impact.
Yeah, there is definitely impact there. Great. Well, thanks very much for this.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Jean Karlinski is a spokesperson with the Canadian Federation of Students BC component. The Canadian Federation of Students is a national alliance of college and university associations representing some 90,000 students right across BC.
Thanks again.
Okay, great. Thanks for this.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye now.